This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Program, words that people use to describe the program. One of them is authentic. There's a lady who sends me notes all the time, and she wants to know how it is that I always seem to have the same attitude. And I would tell you that I don't, but I do a good job of covering up. Most of the time, what kind of what's going on, what I'm thinking, what I'm experiencing, because I'm not here. I'll tell you real life stories that involve me, my family, Jay, her family, stuff that you can relate to, because many of the things we talk about, hopefully the reason we are successful is because we talk about stuff that affects you. It happens to you. And that's what authenticity is all about. I'm not trying to be somebody I'm not. People are suspicious of those folks who don't seem to be who they really are, especially on the radio. Not so much on television, because there's a lot of acting involved. There's not too much in the radio world, at least in the spoken word formats, there's not much acting. I'll take that back. When I think about guys like O'Reilly, he was a complete... he wasn't a fraud. He was doing what he... You know, what we're all paid to do is to get an audience. And he got an audience by being a character. It was the no-spin zone, and it was nothing but spin. And I say that frequently because I actually have a lot of respect. I have a lot of admiration for O'Reilly because I think he's actually, we were talking earlier about who's funny and Kevin Hart was in our focus. I find O'Reilly to be extraordinarily amusing. Just to watch his mannerisms and to, I didn't find, Limbaugh had a great sense of humor and he had a great sense of timing and he used that and a lot of other, especially when he was in the first 20 years or so of his program when he was funny actually, he was really funny. Then he got to believing his own press and he got a little more serious and people responded to it because they responded to him. I see no reason to be serious all the time. There are things that we need to talk about here that relate to people that are important. And I don't want to not talk about that stuff. But I also want to talk about people who have good intentions, people who have attractive stories, people who have nothing wrong with them. Where do we find... Where are those people? I want to find a whole town full of people who have nothing wrong with them.
They're hanging out with the unicorns.
Where are they? There's the unicorn. All right, so here's a guy in Michigan. Won himself $400,000 yesterday. Whoops, how'd he do that? Well, he didn't really plan to do it, nor did he actually know that he was entitled to it. This fellow... Who won the $400,000 thought it was a joke. What do you mean? My number didn't show up. Aha! But apparently in Michigan there is a second chance jackpot drawing, and so this guy, for example, plays games online, and so his entries went into a second chance giveaway. There are certain games, I think, in each of the states that you can do that in. I'm not an expert in the lottery by any stretch of the imagination. But anyway, this guy doesn't want anybody to know who he is, and I think that's pretty smart. He said he saw an email from the lottery saying I'd won $416,322. and a second chance prize. I figured it was a scam. Because, by the way, there are a lot of these scams that are just exactly like this. Just send your email and your bank account number to us, and we'll send you the money.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Or click this link. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he did the smart thing. He contacted the lottery. He called the lottery phone number. He actually went to the source and was like, hey, I received this email, and sure enough, it was legit.
Yay! So, good for him. You know, I think that's it's just good. I think that that's... We all wish for the same thing, don't we? I got six lottery tickets sitting to my left over here that I just have been, when I go to the gas station while I'm waiting for the tank to fill up, I go inside and I buy a couple of tickets. Just for the heck of it. It's a couple of bucks, big dad. Yeah, no big deal. So anyway, it's good for him. Happy that he got a second chance. We all deserve a second chance, no matter what the issue, what the thing, we need a second chance. There's a think tank called the Roosevelt Institute. A lot of people don't know about it, but yes, it was founded by the Roosevelt family. And they have released a report calling for a new approach to economic policy, which would build a better America. It's pretty progressive. It goes back to the time when Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt were in charge, in a manner of speaking. And I say that Franklin Roosevelt was in charge, kind of, but his wife was pretty much in charge. She was the first real woman activist to be married to a president. She lived her own life. He lived his life. They were married in a titular sense, but they didn't live together. They didn't sleep together. They didn't do much together. They had the common interests, and that's what brought them together, and that's why they got married. And then she went off in her world, and he went off in his world. But anyway, the name Rockefeller, Roosevelt, is connected to them in this report, which calls for higher taxes on the rich, higher minimum wages. Now, remember, this is back in the Roosevelt era. More regulation of Wall Street, more support for labor unions, more antitrust enforcement, more government investment in economic growth, and yada, yada, yada. So where has this report been? Remember, it's just now being released. I should say revived. Because it's, you know, the regurgitation of a lot of things that have happened. You know, when Obama was president, there were certain things that became sort of assumed or anticipated. And Biden came in, and there was an assumption he was going to be just like Obama. No, he's not at all. When Obama left office, he was popular, very popular. And his wife was popular until yesterday when Uri Geller sent a letter to Michelle and kind of called her out for not embracing what was going on with the children in Israel. And so anyway, that's a whole horse of a different color. What I'm interested in looking at this very democratic, neoliberal market, the whole thing is Rooseveltian, which is when Roosevelt left, when he died, there wasn't another president until LBJ that focused so much on social policy. So, you know, you look back at people like Milton Friedman, some people know who he is, who's a Nobel laureate, economics professor, and his theory was close to what the Roosevelt theory was, and he thought that would bring economic prosperity for everybody. Well, it doesn't work that way. Taxing the rich is the oldest ruse in the world, and all of the things that kind of go with it. There's some great things that are very practical in those ideas, but we've now kind of fallen off the trail of economic growth We do have a lot of wealth inequality. I agree with that. But why is it that way? Is it because people don't have the opportunity? No, I reject that. Plenty of opportunity in America to do whatever you want. Still, even though the government is a pain in the butt, you still, if you want, you got an idea, let's go with it and make it work. But the people on the bottom end keep getting this drivel from the New York Times or wherever. Yeah, you got to have equality. Yeah, okay, I want equality in the sense that I don't want to be denied because of the color of my skin or my religion or my sex the opportunity to do whatever I want to do or can do. But because I have more money than the next guy, that's counter to what's good and right and just? Nuh-uh. No, not buying that. So anyway, I'm sort of moving into a poll that has come out. You know, liberal Democrats who think like Roosevelt did and like LBJ did in terms of government policy. There are those in the Biden cabinet and who are around him that are trying to push him in that same direction. You know, and that's where a lot of the stuff comes from with the climate change opportunists and people who want to let everybody come into the country no matter where they come from, and everybody deserves free college and all of that stuff. There is nothing that's free. Nothing. Zero. So as a result of some of this stuff, you can see when there's a good poll, that is when they profile who it is that they're actually talking to. And you see, in the latest one, there's a poll in which the majority of Democrats want a new candidate. And for the first time, this is the first poll that has showed 54% of Democrats who were surveyed in a survey of about 4,000 Democrats, registered Democrats who would vote in the presidential election. They want a new candidate.
They don't want Biden more. Yeah.
I would have thought it would be, too. Interesting how that correlates, though, with the rise in the popularity of Robert F. Kennedy. Now, you can say, well, you're just trying to make an argument for Kennedy because you like him. I don't have to. Biden's making his own argument for another candidate, or more so the people around him. You hear me mention Susan Rice all the time because she's one of the major forces behind the scenes in pushing her agenda, which is more liberal than anything Roosevelt ever came up with. So the Democrats are rejecting that, and they aren't reading the tea leaves. So let's see what happens. 18 after the hour, and good day.
Oh, I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution, wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you're 6 years older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hey, I'm Jackie, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the chicken. It is golden brown, so juicy, so delicious. It's the perfect savory start to my day.
Hey, I'm Matt, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the freshly baked, flaky, buttery biscuit. When I take a bite, it's kind of like, you know, crispy, soft, crispy. Crispy outside, soft interior, crispy chicken. There's really nothing like it.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Meet Joe A, Hi. Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Extension.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The hour. This is a good day program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner at the ready here in the social media segment of our hour. And there are a lot of things going on here that are all over social media that are trending, including the story about a lady who was a journalist named Laura Trevelyan, who quit her job to join the fight for reparations down in the Caribbean. So she started a new podcast called Unpack the Past, which would go over like a lead balloon if it were in America. But maybe down there it does have, you know, there are a lot of slaves, not only here, but in the Caribbean islands were all run by slaves. Thousands of them in Grenada, in what is now the American Virgin Islands, St. Kitts. It was slavery. The British brought all the slaves over. They owned all those islands, and a lot of the stuff going on in the Caribbean was a direct result of the British expansion. They were the most, whether you like it or you don't like it, want to hear it, the British were the most aggressive country ever in the history of the planet. They took over more land. They had more slaves. They killed more people than the Romans, than the Dutch, than the Spanish, than the French, than any of them combined. So, anyway, this lady wants to try to right the wrong of slavery. That's a sticky wicket because, as has been said by many better than me in terms of explaining things, why should people who never owned slaves have to give money to people who never were slaves? She wants to find all the descendants of people who were enslaved, and she wants to somehow or other get reparations for them.
I think that there are some instances where there were wealthy families who lost everything and were enslaved, and then there's the generational poverty.
Yeah, there's both. There's a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah, in those instances, it completely makes sense, yes. But, yeah, this is just so fascinating because one of the conversations of why so many schools or so many parents are telling schools not to teach this, not to teach that, because they don't want their poor white children to feel bad that slaves were a thing once upon a time. And you can be empathetic to something and still study history while also acknowledging, like, hey, that was wrong, but I myself didn't own any slaves. Laura Trevelyan, she's never been a slave owner, but her ancestors owned more than 1,000 slaves, and she's speaking from her ancestral kind of lineage, as well as teaming up with somebody who has the ancestors who were enslaved. So it's like you are getting a conversation between both sides of the story, where a lot of times that gets lost. Right. Yeah, it's usually just one side of the story.
Yep, that's for sure, especially with media today, social media today. Speaking of that, we are finding ourselves going to TikTok. Wow, this shows you the ignorance of a lot of people. News and TikTok together. The number of people going to TikTok for news has doubled in the last couple of years. Why is that the case? Why are people going away from news? Because people don't like what they're seeing because they know it's not true. They know, people instinctively know that they're getting fed a line of shwerba by MSNBC, CNN, Fox, and Newsmax. Now, they have the listenership for sure, and I don't even understand. TikTok is the worst place to go, not the best place.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because you have people who, they don't trust news sources because they think it's not real news, so you're going to a random person who's claiming to be an expert, giving their opinions and stating them as facts, and you think that's real news?
It's stuff that's in danger of being filtered by the Chinese government because they have full control over TikTok. Full. Don't kid yourself. Full.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Senate passed a stopgap bill to fund the government and avoid a shutdown. The vote was 87 to 11. It will now head to the president's desk. House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson passed the measure with many Democrat voters, as dozens of Republicans opposed the plan due to a lack of spending cuts in a time of inflation caused by government overspending. A pushing match erupted in Washington, D.C. yesterday at a pro-Palestinian rally at the headquarters of the Democrat National Committee offices. U.S. Capitol Police officers say one person was arrested. Protesters got into a shoving match with Capitol Police, with the arrest being made for assault. Six Capitol officers suffered injuries. Pepper spray was used on protesters, with DNC members being evacuated from the building. Bengals-Ravens play tonight for Thursday Night Football. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Ram Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Turkey gotta gobble turkey at the holidays. The ham gets jealous and go ahead and gobble. You can't beat my honey glaze. Every single year they have a little scrap. Turkey and dressing have a lot of fans. Ham sales turkey without your dressing on holidays. I'd be the man. Turkey gotta gobble.
Be the man. A lot of energy in that song. This is Good Day at 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner getting ready to have a week when you can't find anybody to do business with. It's kind of like people are shut down. By Tuesday afternoon, you'll be done finding anybody to do business with. That's the way it is until the following Monday. And then we have maybe a month, if we're lucky, to do business. And then from Christmas to New Year's, most offices and businesses like cricket. It's ghost town. So anyway, get it while you can. Hurry up. Do your business. And let's keep things moving, shall we, as much as we can. I was talking about energy and performing and stuff. Do you think we have more energy this time of year or less energy? The days are shorter. We eat more. We seem to have the fact that we eat more kind of slows us down a little bit. Or maybe I should speak for myself. I'm pretty mindful of what I eat most of the time, but I must admit, and I probably will be because this Thanksgiving I'm spending with my son and his wife and my grandson with her parents up in Napa. And so who knows? The father is a professional. Here's a very interesting. They actually have a great family. I'm very, very fond of Sophie's mom, and father's very much. He's written a lot of very famous movies. And she tells the story of the first time he got a check for $1 million. She put it in her jeans and washed the jeans. She produced, it was the first Reba show was her idea. She and Reba are great friends, and they're working on another program, sort of reviving what they did before. And she was involved in family. This is a L.A., Los Angeles showbiz family. But he's now retired from writing, and he's opened a restaurant. And he's a very, if you go into their home, they have this huge kitchen. It's like a commercial kitchen. This is all making stuff, and it's, you know, it's different. But it's good. Depends on your taste. But he loves to do it. And so he's able to do something that, you know, he's secure. So he doesn't have to worry about, you know, where the next, quote, literally meal comes from. So he's gone down the street and he's opened a couple of restaurants. And they're doing quite well. Very unusual. So he'll cook Thanksgiving dinner, I'm sure. And then the kids will be involved in making things. But it's just something different and something that will have, I'm sure, a lot of great energy attached to it. And I've never been in Napa. As much as I've traveled around California, never been in wine country. I don't drink wine, so,
yeah, there's still so much
why would you go?
Food and, yeah, that's going to be a blast.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful area. So anyway, that's what Thanksgiving is for me. What is it for you? Have you got all your plans made? You're going to be there with your folks, right, Jay?
I am, yes. Yeah. My husband's family, his aunt and uncle, who usually host Thanksgiving, are going to be traveling. So we are doing something earlier this weekend. And then with my family on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
So it kind of takes away the hustle and bustle of having to normally rush around and be with one family and then hurry up. You have to leave early with one family and then show up late to the next family because everything's around the same time. It's going to definitely be a lot more leisurely and laid back. We're looking forward to it.
So here's some good news for those of you who watch the stock market, or more correctly, it's not the stock market, it's the stock markets, plural, because there are a number of the Standard & Poor, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, all of those, and there's a couple of other producer price indicators that show things are looking up. And whenever I see these, I want to pass them along because there are a lot of people who want to start the rumor that we're headed toward a recession. And the fact is that after, I think it's about 50-50, after the Fed stops raising interest rates, sometimes there's a recession, sometimes there isn't. So you can kind of cross your fingers and hope there isn't one. And a lot of these strikes that were around, like the auto workers strike, that's over. The hotel strikes that have been, I think, prevalent in Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, those are kind of settled. The actors and the, you know, all of that stuff. The things that get a lot of attention, that get people to think, you know, working, you know, oh, these guys are going on strike, maybe we should go on strike too. Yeah, it's just that they all fall. So when the strikes are settled, that kind of calms down people.
Well, especially when you have organizations that do work hand in hand and one goes on strike, it kind of only makes sense of like, well, we have to stop while they're on strike anyway. Let's fight for something we want.
Yep. The end of the saga of that mother of the six-year-old boy. Remember the boy who shot his teacher? She was sentenced to 21 months in prison, having nothing to do really with what the boy did. They got her on marijuana abuse or something. I guess is marijuana not legal in Virginia? Yes, it isn't. It's I think medical is, but I'm not sure. That recreational marijuana, and that's much, that's what they got her on. What it is, no, here's what it is. I think that you can't, the law is weird. You can't use marijuana while you own a gun. Okay? There you go. And I think that's a federal law, too. Hold on a second. I got this big fly.
I feel like more people are likely to be drunk and shoot at somebody than to be high on marijuana and shoot somebody.
Excuse me. Pardon the interruption. Flies lying all over the place. You notice how at this time either
fly... A fly?
Well, a fly is just all over my screens here. And then flying around, you can hear it. Just, but part of the... How do the ambiance, right? Okay. Nothing.
Carry on.
Yes, I'm going to go to Illinois for this one. Speaking of shooting, here's a guy who is dead today. He was shot in the face while he was out hunting with his friends. There you go. That reminds me of one of the, who was it that shot somebody in the face?
Was it Dick Cheney?
Dick Cheney shot somebody in the face. I mean, all right, it was. Anyway, this is Iowa. A fellow's name is Seth Egelhoff, hunting with a group of friends, 40 miles northwest of Des Moines, and somehow or other he got in the way of somebody who was shooting at some prey, and he got shot. He fell into a marsh. Man, what a, this has got to be a messy situation. They got a helicopter, but he was dead. So it was an accident, but yet, you know, these things will happen if you're not really careful. This is very dangerous stuff, especially if there are leaves still on the trees like there are in many places. I look out my window here. Most of the trees still have, the old trees don't have any leaves, but the younger trees all have leaves, and they you know, we're a month after when they normally would go away, and hunting season is open here. Pretty much hunting season. I know some folks went up to Maine over the weekend, hunting season up there. So with all the leaves on the trees, very dangerous. What did you start to say?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
Listen, maybe I've said it all. Anyway, just be careful, please.
Oh, just with the shooting, the victim, the poor family of this victim that lost their loved one. It's so tragic.
Yeah.
And also for the friend who accidentally killed his friend. His life is never going to be the same.
Nope, sure won't. Nope, not at all. All right, other people in the news. New Jersey's first lady, a lady named Tammy Murphy, Governor Murphy's wife, has announced she is going to run for the seat of Senator Bob Menendez, the Senate race next year. This guy is a crook, and everybody knows it, vulnerable, but yet he still says, oh, I'm not guilty of anything, I'm going to run again. Okay, good. She says that most people know her as the wife of Phil Murphy, who's the governor, but that's okay. Time goes on, she says. People know who I am. I've had a very successful career in finance. And as a matter of fact, she says, quote, a lot of times I was the only woman at the table. And so she worked twice as hard, she said, because she was a woman. And now she wants to focus on things like helping New Jersey be better in certain areas. Like they have a very high, especially in northern New Jersey, high infant mortality rate. And so she's all about that. Women's issues. And in New Jersey, like most other states, more women vote than men. So well, it'll be interesting to see how that affects people like Nikki Haley, too, frankly, because more and more women, if like most other things, more women are running companies and politics. They ought to be. It should be the equality. We shouldn't even be talking about the fact that she's running, she's a woman. No, she's running because she's a qualified candidate. Listen to what she has to say and vote accordingly. Thank you very much. Anyway, so Menendez and his wife, everybody knows that story, right? Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of bribes.
Yeah.
From the Egyptians. The guy's a sleepy. He's always impressed me as being sleazy. Always. And don't ask me why I put my finger on it. He is just a sleaze. So what did they find? $480,000 cash, and we sent something to the cleaners. Wasn't that? I think that's how he got caught. I'm not mistaken. All right, another name in the news, the Moose News, Larry Hendrickson. Mr. Hendrickson, 92-year-old man, who was traveling from Yuma, Arizona, back to his home in Newport. His wife was in the car with him. They were driving there. Well, listen to this. The guy's 92 years old. He's driving with a U-Haul truck in the car they had behind them. The guy's 92. And he's good for him, in a manner of speaking, anyway. But the drive didn't go so well.
His wife was driving the U-Haul.
I thought he was driving. No, she was driving?
She was driving the U-Haul while he followed behind in their car.
In the car. Yeah. Anyway, he fell asleep or he wasn't paying attention to the road. Anyway, his car went down an embankment and he was in the car overnight in sub-freezing temperatures before he was rescued. This is going to be a story and a half. Right?
Yeah.
So is there a lesson here? Is there, like, he's 92. Do we do the age thing? Or do we just say you got to pay attention to... I know a lot of people who are in their 90s. I expect I'll still be driving the same as I am now. I expect to be on tractors and trucks and stuff when I'm 92. Not everybody can say that, but that's what my intention is. And so anyway, this guy must have, you know, he can, up in the mountains in Oregon, it's got to be cold.
Yeah.
He must have had hypothermia.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, and they had pulled over to, like, look at the truck's tires. Something was going on. And for some reason, she had both of their cell phones trying to call for help while he took their car and started driving to find a tire shopper or something. And so she was behind, and all of a sudden she can't get a hold of, she wouldn't have been able to get a hold of her husband because she had both cell phones.
Right. That's not necessarily a recipe to fix things. You know, it's really interesting. I always carry a cell phone with me now wherever I go, just in case. If I'm on a tractor, truck, or wherever, I leave it there sometimes because if I'm not worried about getting in a precarious position, I just leave it. I don't carry it with me all the time. But when I'm out driving around equipment, always have it. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
At Skechers, we know you work hard at your job, so we want to make your work footwear easy. That's why we made the new hands-free Skechers Work Slip-Ins, the easiest, most comfortable work footwear. These shoes save so much time, you just step in and get to work. There's no bending over, no touching your dirty shoes. Plus, Work Slip-Ins are rugged and long-lasting with all kinds of choices and features, like slip-resistant function, safety toe, electrical hazard protection, even Goodyear rubber for enhanced traction and durability. Get affordable, durable Skechers Work Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever work footwear is sold.
Hi, I can help whoever's there.
Cooper's Overnight Shipping Company has to deliver the goods.
Ship these gifts to your grandkids.
They need a logistics manager to keep the wheels turning.
126 packages going to Toronto, Tuscaloosa, Montreal, and Minneapolis. Oh, boy.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Save all the stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff at Amazon. Stop.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Three past the hour now. It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos. Questions for Dr. Ken, which you may dial in 855-999-3684. You can send them along to us, or you can call that recorded line, and we'll put you on the air. If the question is good, sometimes we translate it and put it on the air, whatever. It's 855-999-3684 for Dr. Ken. Not only does he have the Good Day Health Show, but he's here with me on a Good Day. You can find much of the material that we have here comes out of the Journals of Medicine. American Heart Association has been meeting, so there's a lot of reports in the current Good Day Health podcast and the one that is included this week. So we have focused on 2 weeks at a time usually here. You can check it all out at gooddayhealthshow.com. So the first question has to do with CAT scans and how they improve the odds of surviving cancers. There's a specific one from the American Lung Association focusing on lung cancer, but can't CAT scans pretty much help you detect or help doctors detect cancers of various sizes, shapes, and forms, Ken?
Sure. But the problem, especially with lung cancer, is that lung cancer, once it starts, grows and develops so rapidly that usually in the old days, when we would diagnose lung cancer, it was far advanced and the survival is not real good, 20% maybe, and maybe even worse with some other variations of lung cancer. So we need better ways to diagnose lung cancer early. And here's from the American Lung Association, American Cancer Society, the latest in picking up lung cancer early, so-called CT screening for lung cancer. Doug, 81% of people whose lung cancer tumors had been spotted by CT screenings were still alive 20 years later. That is truly amazing for lung cancer when you think about it, how awful the survival rate is for lung cancer. So recently, updated guidelines from the American Cancer Society advise annual CT screening for smokers and former smokers starting at age 50 and continuing until age 80. And in addition, those who have smoked at least 20 cigarettes a day for 20 years or more should also be screened.
Ugh. Awful. All right, we were talking on the Good Day program this week about Nick Jonas, his problem with type 1 diabetes and how he has the diagnosis and how long he's had it. That's how he got juvenile diabetes, apparently. He had type 1 when he was 18 years old. So the question has to do with whether or not this is something that's easily found. As we, again, we're talking about diabetes, this is type 1, this is type 2. Is one more easily detected than the other?
Type 1 or type 2?
Yeah.
Well, type 1 usually makes somebody quite acutely ill before it gets treated with insulin, often ending up in the hospital. Type 1, the body is just not making insulin, and you can become so-called acidotic and get quite ill and end up in the hospital, and it can be sometimes even a near-death experience until you get a patient on insulin, whereas type 2, you're making too much insulin, and the body just becomes insensitive to it, and you don't get this diabetic ketoacidosis, this serious acute illness that can be life-threatening. You just get chronic illness, heart disease, strokes, the plumbing throughout the body from head to toe in both types of diabetes just gets damaged. But in type 2, it presents more of a chronic illness, untreated with heart attacks, strokes, erectile dysfunction, eyes becoming a problem, legs, limbs becoming issues all over the body, wherever the circulation and the circulation wherever, but both of them need treatment, and usually type 1 presents much earlier in life.
Mm-hmm. Quick question about race and heart disease. A lot of people think black people are more prone to getting heart disease. Do you think that's true?
Boy, we could spend a whole show on that. And, you know, there's issues of... And hopefully we're catching up with diet, exercise, and follow-up and early detection. And maybe there's some genetic issues, but that's a very complex issue. And I hope that
I'm glad I asked you with 30 seconds.
Right. I hope the discrepancies soon become just a historical fact.
Yeah, right. The past, not the present. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.